As Misha mentioned, before she took her gene test, she wanted to discuss it with her family. But how do you go about starting conversations like this, especially if all this talk of genes, DNA and genomes is a bit confusing? To get the conversation flowing, genetic counsellor Anna Middleton, based at the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute in Cambridge, has teamed up with advertising executive Julian Borra to make a series of short films about different genetic concepts.
I've been looking at how to start a conversation about genomics with people who know nothing about genomics. And the reason being that genetic technology is being mainstreamed across healthcare services now. So it's in paediatrics, ENT, dermatology, obstetrics. It's moved out of the specialist clinical services, clinical genetic services, and across the NHS. So more people than ever before are having to engage with the technology. And you might think, well, it's not really very relevant to me because I'm not currently using, you know, health services. But maybe your relatives are, and that's the key thing about genetics, is that everybody that we're biologically related to contains information that might be relevant to us too. So it's about really reaching the general public and their relatives with very generic messages about genetics, really. So I've been looking at how to do that and employing the skills of the advertising industry, who are very well versed at reaching mass populations, turning complex ideas into simple messages.
How do you go about starting a conversation about genetics? How have you been trying to get advertisers to help us with this?
We're doing something, I guess, quite innovative in that we're combining methods from social science and methods used in market research in advertising. So I've done a series of focus groups with members of the public that are completely detached from genomics currently. So I've met with a choir, I've met with a council residents association group, I've met with a women's guild group, I even went down and joined a curry club, a men's curry club. I've met some parents at the school gates, and I've listened to how they naturally talk about issues to do with genetics. So I've prompted them for words like DNA, gene, genetics, genomics, and asked them what those terms mean to them, and then listened to the natural conversation. I've then analysed those in a qualitative sense and taken those themes to Julian Borra, who's my partner from the advertising world, and he's ex-Saatchi & Saatchi creative director. And Julian and I then bounced around the themes to sort of think through how natural conversation is happening and then to overlay a narrative on top of that. So we wanted to see what metaphors, memes, ideas people are currently using. And then we've given them a bit of a creative makeover and turned those into a series of animations. And the animations just use some of these metaphors to try and start a conversation. And we don't actually know if they work or not. This is a research project. But what we're doing is we're showing the animations and asking people to let us know what they think of them and whether there's anything that resonates. Is there anything in there that sparks a conversation or makes people go, oh, that's kind of interesting. Yes, I'd like to share that in some way by talking to other people about it or sharing it via social media.
Was there anything that surprised you when you started talking to people and you got something back saying, oh, I had no idea that people didn't understand the meaning of this word or thought about things in this way?
Well, what was fascinating was that when you say the word DNA, the natural response from most people in the groups was, oh, is that something to do with identifying bodies? Is that to do with crime scenes? When you said the word gene and genetics, people said, is that to do with families and things that run in families? And that's obviously true. And then when I said the word genomics, there was often this sort of long pause, this silence. And most people said, I have no clue. I've never heard of it. And then they would start to break down the word literally. So genomics, is it to do with gnomes by any chance? You know, really taking the word literally. Because it's a very alien concept, alien term. So we really liked that. And we decided to capture the idea of the gnome and see if we could use that as a metaphor for sequencing. So the little bearded gnome with his fishing rod sequencing, looking for information, fishing through all your DNA and seeing if there's anything useful and interesting in there. So that formed one of the animations. In terms of other things that popped up, I didn't actually ask about fears or harms or anything like that, but independently, people mentioned insurance in relation to genetics. So they felt that they could be discriminated against. You know, they'd heard about insurance companies potentially using genetic data to formulate changes to policies. And most people don't actually know that they can't be discriminated against on the basis of a genetic test. You're not allowed to ask, or insurance companies are not allowed to ask if you've had a genetic test result. But nevertheless, there's this misconception that there will be mass exploitation. So we made that the heart of one of the animations as well.
What can people do if they want to see the animations and take part in it? What are you after people to do?
So what we'd really like them to do is to go to genetube.org, and that's our little research website. And you click in there, you can see the animations, you get asked a few questions, you can bounce around between the animations. Just let us know what you think. You might love them, you might hate them. Either way, it's very useful to know. You might think, ooh, no idea what all this is about, what's the point? Or you might think, ooh, actually, yes, that would help me start a conversation. I mean, this is just trying to do evidence-based, science communication and trying to work out how to do it better. I mean, this is really just a starter to just get some ideas. I mean, the next level would be actually to turn these into proper films and to build on the ideas and to try and gather a bit more evidence about what works and what doesn't.
It is going to be more and more important that the general public understands more about genetics. Where do you think are the key gaps? Is it at schools? Is it more widely in the media? Or is it just everywhere?
I think there's a lot of information out there about the science of genetics. I mean, you just have to go onto YouTube and you'll see thousands of films that will give you the science. What we were trying to do is just something a little bit different, a little bit more creative, trying to deliver the messages in a slightly different way and to work out whether they work or not. And if they do, then we could build that into something that is useful for schools and is useful for patients and, you know, is more widely available. So it would take genetics out of the more niche market into the mainstream market. So it's just the early stages of trying to work out how to do that. So if it can go mainstream, then fantastic. I think we've got a long way to go before we reach that point, though.
You wonder if as many people will talk about genetics as talk about the football.
Well, the wonderful thing about genetics is it just connects us all, doesn't it? I mean, it's what ties us to our relatives and ties us, you know, to humanity. It's all about us. It's all about our identity. And for me, that's far more exciting than the football.
Anna Middleton. And you can watch the films and contribute to her research project at genetube.org.